Lord, I need you. My lighthouse.
awesome promise, and you are good.
Just with the bridge there with the fire before us, speaking about Israel and Egypt and seeing the pillar of fire guiding. And I pray, Lord God, that we would have the courage just to follow. Oh, Lord, that we would let go of our own understanding, that we would not lean on our own understanding, but that we would just be people who follow you and trust you. Lay down our lives and trust you to protect us. Trust you to save us again and again and again from just the things around us, the enemy and such, Lord. That we would just yield to you and follow. Pray for courage and strength.
Oceans.
Great.
got a picture in my head of like the ocean, and but it was really still actually, and with fog, and almost like painting this picture of someone lost in the fog. But whether it's the light or whether it's the horn, just showing the direction and God calling out to us, God calling to follow. And I guess my encouragement, because I really believe this is for like a few individuals specifically, I just get not just this sense from the Lord that it's, I mean, in one sense, it's for all of us, but it's also specifically for, I don't know if it speaks to your heart, it's for you then, but just God calling out into that mystery and where we can't see everything, and where it's just trusting His guidance, whether it's His light or whether it's the sound of His voice. So again, Lord, I pray for strength and courage for all of us, yes, but specifically for those who are ministering that to, Lord. I pray for strength and courage, because it takes strength and courage to follow you into a place where we don't know, where we don't have all the answers, where we can't map it out for ourselves. Where I pray for strength and courage, Lord. And I just want to say you are worthy to be followed. You are worthy to give everything to. You are worthy to just for us to follow you with abandon, Lord. And you never fail. Praise you.
Oh, praise the name.
Oh,
be enthroned.
Thank you.
is the land who is free.
Holy wedding day.
Right. Yeah, like I said, we believe in all the gifts. One of those gifts is the gift of tongues. And God says that if there's just a tongue and no interpretation, the person should just speak in tongues at home. It edifies themselves. But if it's in a congregation, then there should be interpretation so that it can edify all of us. And with interpretation, we don't get it fully yet, that's for sure. We're just learning. But we have found that sometimes that interpretation comes through a scripture passage that God puts on the heart as the tongue is being spoken, or maybe a vision or a word. Sometimes it's a phrase or just a, I don't know what you want to call it, sometimes even almost an aroma in the spirit. And so we would invite just to be sensitive to what God is saying as the tongue is being given. And then I'll just lead the part after that.
Paronikona. 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 Paronikona tavesturanina. Paronikona. Paronikona.
So much to offer, and if you just give him this part of your life and this part of your life, he'll be in each one of those rooms. And almost like, okay, well, I'm going to go visit the room that I saw, but it, you know, it took a little while to get there. And as each room gets touched, it's easier to get there because it's you're already there. And so
it's good.
I want to add to that because it's similar in idea to what I received. So I saw a maze, and it was very complicated with lots of different paths, that most of the paths were dark, and they were full of people, and there was one direct path that was very full of light, and, or not exactly direct, like it goes different ways, but it you knew that was the way of the light, and there's hardly anybody there, but I got the sense that's God's path, and we just need to follow the light.
So, just a woman crouching down with someone in distress, and it, I just heard over and over that it's okay. The Lord is here. The Lord is with us. It's okay. The Lord is here. The Lord is with us.
I saw a tree, and I was like asking God, is it because I've been looking outside and, you know, seeing trees, and then he said fig tree.
Fig tree.
Yeah.
Immediately when Sarah and I heard the words, and then like right after I saw this like, crazy powerful that was just pushing through like this bitch.
I heard
praise, and then a bunch of others, but then they just all seem to be summed up in I am.
Mama! I just wanted to add there was like a lot of leaves on the tree and they were beautiful.
I got, I just want to speak to a few of these, like, where I see a theme, and again, maybe it's, anyways, the theme of invitation, and to have the Lord fill more and more of you, and even with the fig tree, in Scripture at least, and we've talked about it before, Emmanuel Grace a little bit, about how the fig tree is often used by the Lord as our own stuff, our own way. And I see this invitation to give up your own way and jump in that river or allow God to fill those rooms or come to me. And he has so much. I just saw, like, during the tongue, I heard such, right from the very first word of the tongue, such invitation from the Lord. Just saying, like, inviting you to more, inviting to more beauty, more of him.
As things were being shared, it was just a sense of, yeah, powerful river, and it's all like out of love.
Yeah.
Just that loving atmosphere is there.
Good.
Jesus' very words, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Yeah. I just want to emphasize that invitation. For those of us who meet regularly together as a church family here, I kind of know where, like, where people are at a little bit. But for those visiting, I want to extend it, like, it's for us and for everyone. But just extend, like, to all of us here. Like, whether we know each other really well or whether we don't know each other hardly at all, I would invite you, I would want to extend that invitation to, there is more for all of us. For those of us who have known the Lord for a long time, or for those of us who are just getting to know him, there is more. There are more rooms to open up to the Holy Spirit. There are more areas of our lives. And so I just want to extend that invitation. All right. Well, I'm going to ask